Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Welcome back to Scotland's traditional folk music radio. Up next, we're going to be playing...
Whoa, hold on, buddy. Wrong station.
WPGU 107.1, Champagne's alternative.
Here is the WPGU forecast. Widespread showers and thunderstorms with us tonight, and overnight low will drop down into the upper 50s. Expecting to see some showers and even some thunderstorms still hanging on for Thursday. Our high in the upper 60s. Cloudy and breezy Thursday night, 35. Clouds are high near 40 for Friday. Saturday sunshine are high near 40. I'm staff meteorologist Sally Russell on Champagne's Alternative, WPGU 107.1.
Start, you're my head, you're my heart. No light, no light in your bright blue eyes. I never knew daylight could be so violent. A revelation in the light of day. You can't choose what stays and what fades away. And I'd do anything to make you stay.
Listening to WPGU 1071. I'm David, and you should be real excited because you just tuned into the top of Take It Away, the one program on the show for anything and everything. So you're going to be sure to stay tuned. We got a lot to talk about. I'm in studio with Colin and Sam. We got the whole Monday, Wednesday crew in here today, so we're very excited. So we hope you stick around. But in the meantime, we're going to get back to the music. Here in WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative. Up next is Midnight Snakes by the Dirty Feathers. So enjoy.
Thanks. back, no, no, no. I never go back, no, no, no. I never go back. It's not my baby, not the girl I knew then, not the girl I know now anymore. I wanna leave you, baby, don't you leave me, baby, don't you love me anymore. Always look around, girl, trying to see the good thing. Why you always say that you never done wrong? Why you never hold me, tell me that you love me? Why you always say that you never let go? I never go back, no, no, no. I never go back, no, no, no. I never go back. I wanna do this, I don't wanna do this. Yeah, we shouldn't do this anymore. Quiero dejarte, no me necesitas, porque siempre dices eso mismo. Always on the ground, girl, trying to see the good thing. Why you always say that you never done wrong? Why you never hold me, tell me that you love me? Why you always say that you never let go? I never go back, no, no, no. I never go back, no, no, no. I never go back.
Welcome back to WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative. This is Taken Away, and you have been to now witness the show that you want to listen to, which is now Taken Away. So,
you know, that was definitely a sentence.
Eventually, I got to the end, so that's the main part that's important. So, I guess you guys probably remember that Valentine's Day was last month, you know?
Yeah.
It was February.
For sure.
Honestly, I'd forgotten it already. It's a very forgettable day.
You think so? I think it was like maybe. When was Valentine's Day? What day was that? The 14th?
The 14th.
Yeah. Okay, so basically almost a month ago.
Yeah, it's been,
right?
Yeah, almost exactly. Almost a month ago today.
Exactly. But did you know that actually in other countries, they have a part two Valentine's Day?
A sequel.
Oh, dang
oh,
it.
Oh, boy.
So
that's
now,
a lot.
It is kind of a lot. But essentially, what it is that it's now the male counterparts that have received the gifts from the women. Now have to repay the favor mm-hmm. by also getting them gifts and chocolate.
And you're talking about Japan. Correct?
I'm talking about Japan, exactly. Thank you, David. It is called White Day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, so they like one gender gives gifts on each day, or?
No, so on Valentine's Day, it's typically like the women that give the gifts to the man, like their significant mm-hmm. other. It doesn't have to be like a boyfriend or anything mm-hmm. like that. It could be like a friend, family member. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. And so then a month later, they receive gifts in return as a thank you. Like, thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for caring for me and all that.
Huh.
So it sounds like it's very gendered there. And because of that, they're like, let's balance this out. And then we'll counteract the heavily gendered one way. Because it sounds like, yeah, so in Japan, it's very like women get the guys' gifts. Whereas I feel like here, it's not necessarily like, oh, guys have to give girls gifts. But I feel like mm-hmm. if you look at like the culture and the way like Valentine's Day is kind of presented, Usually, like, in media, it's like, oh, the guy always asks, what do you want to do for Valentine's Day? And they're like, and then the girl in this, you know, theoretical relationship that's pushed on us by the media is like, I don't want anything. And then the guy's like, okay. And then Valentine's Day comes, and then he doesn't do anything. And she's like, why didn't you do anything?
I feel like you're speaking from personal experience.
No, I'm not. I had a wonderful Valentine's Day with my girlfriend.
Aww.
We had lovely times. Aww. But I'm saying that's like the trope you see in like comedies and like, you know, stuff like that. Where it's, I mean, it's the same deal with the like, anniversary, like, you know, I don't want to do anything for Valentine's Day means they want to do everything for Valentine's Day. Mm. Ah.
Yeah, like,
it's my impression of mainstream. Culture.
I mean, this is a really easy thing for an eternally single guy to say, but I don't care about Valentine's Day and I kind of want to see it die. I don't think we should be adding more Valentine's Day because here's my take on it. So if you're in a relationship and you're only taking one day out of the year to celebrate your love, then there's probably something wrong anyway.
Well, no, I mean, it's like a special day. It's
a
like,
special
oh,
day,
it's,
yeah.
You know,
I mean, like I didn't have a significant other when it was Valentine's Day. I actually was, fundraising on that day. So I was doing it for the love of my organization, you know? So it doesn't, you don't have to be in a relationship. It could also be Valentine's Day with your friends, like go for like a friends themed dinner, like, you know, because you guys just care for each other. It's not just about showing your love to that one person on that one day.
Well, I think I just figured out why I don't like Valentine's Day.
Why?
It's because all my friends are gone on Valentine's Day because I'm the only single one.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes.
See, that's a personal problem, though.
I have lots of those.
But I was about to say, well, because you were saying, Sam, that even in Japan, where they kind of have these two holidays, it's not always like a romantic relationship.
It's not.
Like it can just be friends, and it can be, you know, across same-sex couples. It's a flexible thing, and I think it's a you know, a lot of values and holidays are always about like something that like you know should be in your heart every day, like showing love. But it is always nice to kind of have that, like, oh, this is a day where we're going to go out of our way to show that love. So I don't know. I like the idea of it. And it's always nice learning a new thing about a new culture. And, you know, where you can learn even more about new cultures is your local YMCA.
Really? And how do you do that?
I, of course, am referring to the University of Illinois YMCA, who are currently doing a formal lecture series called Resist, Building a Culture of Nonviolence, where they have lectures every Friday. They've already started, but you're more than welcome to come in. Let's see, not tomorrow, but in a couple days, we're going to have Christian peacemaker Chris Chupp in town. They're going to be calling. They're going to be talking to us, learning. good time to learn about the intersection of religion, your personal religion, maybe not your personal religion, but how that can feed into, you know, social justice and creating peace around the world. And then we've got some upcoming activists, an anti-war activist, author about climate change, Father John Deere, will be ending it on April 12th. Be sure to check it out. If you want more information, go to the universityymca.org/friday-forum. That's universityymca.org/friday-forum. They'll have the full schedule, notes, stuff to check out. It's completely free. You can just walk in, learn something, and go about your day a more cultured individual. So highly recommend it. Check it out. They're a fantastic resource. They always got something great going on.
It sounds like a great idea. I mean, Valentine's Day hurts for some of us, but violence hurts for everyone.
Exactly.
You know, so, I love violence.
Yeah, that's true. We at the WPGU do not condone.
These are the personal views of a strange host.
This is my personal problem.
Yes. So come to the YMCA, learn about nonviolence. In the meantime, we're going to get right back to music here on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative. Up next is Get Out by Churches.
Never saying what I wanted, saying what I needed. I pushed you to the edge, never knowing what I wanted, knowing what I needed you to say. Reflections you used to see, never looked. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Take It Away here on WPGU 107.1. I'm Colin here in studio with Sam and David, and today we have our mandatory appearance of a potential cause of the apocalypse.
Wow.
I'm talking about designer babies.
Mm-hmm.
We have an announcement by the National Institute of Health here in the USA that says they're going to try to do a designer baby moratorium. You're not allowed to do this for at least 5 years after a biophysicist in China announced that he genetically engineered a pair of twin girls.
Buy one, get one free.
Wait, is it like a twin per couple or like a girl between those two?
Oh, honestly, I'm not sure.
I'm sorry? Wait, what?
Is it,
I think
he gave them,
twins.
But no, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
I'm, okay.
Is it
run
like,
it by me.
Okay, is it both couples, they each have twins? Or like they both have girls, but they were born at the same time, making them like twins.
No. It was one pair of twins. Like
one person
in the same
out too.
One person popped out too. Okay.
Or one, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Oh well, now we've gotten off track because
oh,
we were Sam.
Moratorium proposal 5 years.
We were rolling along talking about how this is gonna
but
mess up the world and cause
the United States is trying to stop us from making super babies.
I mean,
yes, they are.
I don't like that. I want super babies. I want a 10-foot tall super buff.
Oh, you try and give birth to that. You funny.
Well, no, they're not gonna come out 10 feet tall.
What if they do though?
It could be like
it will destroy the mother, literally.
Like those growing, like you know, you put the
like
little
slither,
thing in the water
just
and it grows.
Just add water for baby.
Yeah, just like something like
for
oh,
those of you unaware,
them.
That is how babies are made.
So
just
you're gonna
water.
Basically pull out a Brave New World,
yes,
to baby.
I think it would be cool.
But then that's just opened up a whole nother can of worms.
I know. Well, that is going to be the
imagine
big...
the implications, David.
I know. That's, well, that's...
What are you not thinking, David?
That's going to be the big ethical question of the future with genetic engineering is what's the limit on, you know, what we can do to kind of mold babies? Like, is that even okay?
No.
I've got it covered. I've really got it covered. I know exactly where we should start and end this innovation, and that's monkey tails. I want a nice, long, flexible monkey tail so that I can use that to, you know, help me out. It's like another hand. I can use it to pick up stuff, hold it while I'm working. Give every single person a monkey tail. We're all on equal footing. And then just stop.
You know what?
We can keep it ethical and just stop there.
I think Colin solved it. Just get some monkey tails. And then I think we're good to go.
Yeah, just pull a Jumanji.
Frankly, I mean, I guess if you wouldn't have to. I'm still kind of advocating for 10 feet tall super strength. No. I think it would make sports super fun, but I'm also willing to compromise.
I could meet
and
you
just
halfway.
Give everyone a monkey tail.
What about a 10-foot long monkey tail?
Very strong monkey tail.
Oh, that
exactly.
Would be a very nice monkey.
All right, that's the WPGU consensus. We can design babies, but so long as you limit the designs to monkey tails. So with that little thought, we're going to leave you to mull that over and get excited. Frankly, about the future of 10-foot-long monkey tails. While we send you some fantastic music, up next is Genie Becomes a Mom by Caroline Rose here on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative. You are listening to WPGU 107.1. I'm David. I'm in studio with Sam and Colin. And you might know that this is, you know, we are in the YMCA. That's by the university. Big college town, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And if you've been watching the news, you'll know there's been a big scandal that's been blowing up I think since yesterday morning is when everything kind of started happening. For those of you who don't know, let me fill you in. There's a big admission scandal that essentially a lot of wealthy people, a good amount that are affiliated with Hollywood, some big name actors and actresses, were essentially bribing top universities to let their kid into school. And it's caused a lot of discussion about how college admissions work, because, I mean, the way these people did it was just straight up illegal. They were just like, here's $500,000, please let my daughter into University of Southern California. But I know my first thought when I saw it, I was like, why don't you just bribe them, like, the legal way?
I was going to say, why is this news? Rich people get their kids into college. I was like,
isn't that how it always works? Isn't that like how, not, like, you know, a lot of these super elite colleges, it's just kind of pay to play?
Yeah,
it's just like,
a wing to a
my
library.
Dad's a billionaire and he's going to donate a lot to the university. Yeah. So you
and
better
it's
let
not
him
just
in.
That. It's also not what you do. It's who you know.
Yeah.
So it's more of like, yes, you'll donate, but you also know, like, say, for example, if you are the, what is it? What's the person that runs the college? Chancellor?
The chancellor, yes.
So let's say if you're the chancellor, right? And then you have this friend who knows everyone on the boards of trustee, and they're like, hey, man, why don't you let my kid go here? Like, I do so much. Like, we've been friends for, like, 25 plus years. Like, come on, man, do me a favor. Come on. Like, what would you say to your friend? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Only one kid?
It's like, what if this guy has 9 kids? What are you going to do? Let them all in? I doubt it.
Having a kid is expensive.
Yeah. Well, it's even more expensive if you're, you know, bribing colleges to get.
Exactly. That's true.
That's the interesting thing. It's like, if you have, and that's another part of the discourse, is like, if you have $500,000 to bribe someone to go to college, you probably don't need to go to college
in order just to be, like, financially successful. How much affluent wealth you have for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're already coming from such large means that, like, I don't know, what are you gaining out of that?
I mean, that's not the person that's going to college. That's not their money. That's his or her parents' money.
I know, but, you know,
that's true.
Wealth is, it's so family tied.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
No. It really is.
There's, like, no inheritance tax. You know, wealth is concentrated in, like, the same. Like, actually, it's interesting. In the city of Florence, Italy, I believe 60% of the wealth. Can ignore that comment.
It wasn't a bad comment.
It was pretty offensive.
How offensive?
Okay, the main point.
He'll go to Italy.
Yeah. No. In Florence, Italy, the majority of the wealth that's in the city now is concentrated in the same families as it was back in, like, the 1400s.
Example.
The Medici family. No,
this is an example.
That is an example I'm bringing up.
You're asking for an example inside an example.
This wealth has been in the same family since the 1400s, and the same families and the same group of peoples in the 1400s.
So if your parents
have $500,000 to bribe someone with, then they can invest. They can give you a small loan of $1 million, for example, and then you can turn that small loan of $1 million into some grander project, like perhaps becoming the president of a corporation or a major country.
Theoretically, that's a thing you could do.
Or they'll just do nothing.
Or they do just do nothing, and
or,
even better, then you
crazy
can just
idea.
Keep
do
the
both.
Money.
Ah. So you can't do nothing but also do everything?
But can't you, though?
Yeah, you can.
There's
definitely, like, some. Yeah, if you're, like, just rich and you just, like, just kind of have a job and your job is to just be rich, that's definitely an occupation.
So, like, Tony Stark. But he's actually
smart.
No, he really does stuff.
No, he really does.
Yeah,
stuff.
No,
he's
pretty
smart.
Capitalist.
He's actually smart.
He builds suits.
I'm trying to think of a superhero that does nothing.
Well, not a superhero. Wait, what? No, superheroes do things.
No.
I was talking about rich people.
I've got one. Wow. Booster Gold. He's a superheero who does nothing.
Booster Gold. Never heard of him.
He's worth the Google. He's cool.
All right. Well, we'll let you think about what Booster Gold could be. I don't know how we got from concentrated wealth to superheroes, but, you know, that's the take it away. That's how we do it. You know, we go one where we don't know where we're going.
Nope.
We'll end somewhere.
We started
crazy.
With wealth and we ended with gold. It works.
Booster Gold.
Yeah.
So,
Bitcoin,
you know,
too?
Yes, Bitcoin. The superhero Bitcoin.
A terrible superhero.
So we'll leave you with that. We'll let you contemplate just the fiasco. I just want to point out that for once in a long time, there's been a huge college scandal and University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign is not involved.
Hashtag F-29.
Just
ago.
All the time. If you look, I love this university, love this town. Boy, have we reflected Illinois' history of just corruption and weird scandals. But for once, it's not us. So I think that's a major victory for the University of Illinois. ILL, INI, go us. We did it or we didn't do it. So we'll leave you with that little victory and let you contemplate that. And up next, we're going to hear a little bit from our sponsors here on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative. And then we'll get right back to the music and more. Take it away.
Hello, I'm Sunday, and I'm complicated. I mean, I'm the beginning of the week, but I'm also the end of the weekend. So people may not know how to feel about me, but they do feel pretty darn good about a 6-inch meatball marinara for just $3.49 at Subway restaurants. It's the sub of the day, and it's a different 6-inch sub each day for $3.49. So start the week on a high note. Or end your weekend with a bang. I'm good either way. Subway, make it what you want. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Are you looking for yesterday's hottest hits?
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious...
Do you want to hang out with most random guys on radio?
I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet.
Tune into Flashback, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1 p.m.
Only on WPGU.
Hello and welcome back to WPGU 107.1. This is Champagne's Alternative. Take it away! Now you're listening back to this wonderful show. And on to our next topic, which is about, sadly, the power outage in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. So this power outage has actually been going on for a couple days now. So much so that there are hundreds of thousands of people just without power. So there are employees that work in the factories that, you know, create the electricity. They're working overtime. They're camping overnight to try and fix all the problems. Mm-hmm. They even send some of them to go looking for diesel, which is what runs all the electricity.
Yeah.
So much so that there's literally, like, everyone's in a scramble to try and get the power back on the grid. And it's really weird because, you know, they run on hydroelectricity. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
It's they
yeah,
use water. Yeah, they use water and all that. But the thing is, they had a really long drought. So, like, their water levels are really low. And so they would need the water to cool down the machines that would need the diesel. So right now, they're just sort of like a hot mess. Like, they don't know what to do in terms of, like, how to bring that back
to even
power.
Nature is screwing them over.
Yeah. So, like, people think it's, like, a whole thing. Like, they don't know what to do. So I'm just thinking, what would happen if UIUC experienced this?
Like, you know, full power outage?
A full power outage. Mm. I mean, one thing would happen for sure. We would have no radio.
I know. Oh no.
That would be awful.
That's not good.
I mean, who would?
What am I going to do for an hour on Mondays and Wednesdays? This is what I do. 2 hours, because I prepare for an hour and then I.
Yeah. What am I going to do with those, like, 15 hours a week?
Colin's in here spend the whole day.
I'm just the guy who's on air the most. I don't know.
Yeah, even on commercials.
My entire life is kind of based around being online. So I don't think I could survive without, like, even my books. Around my Kindle. That's right. That's just me flexing that I have a Kindle. But I have to charge it. So eventually, I'd run out of books.
Yeah, that's true. You would.
You don't have any paper books?
I have some, but I don't want to read those. That's like my school books.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I think we'd do, though? So what I'm thinking is we could make some air engines. Like, that's a thing I know how to do. I'm very well machine tool trained.
It's like
anyway,
the Martian.
We go to the mechanical engineering building. We take some parts there and we put together some air engines. Then we go to the physics department and we get some pressurized gas.
Makes sense.
And then once we have these two things, we use those to generate power and we charge people for access to them.
Whoa.
Well, why would you want to charge them?
Because money.
Man's.
No.
I like money.
But if anything, we're technically stealing from the campus. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
We'd work out an arrangement with them to pay them back.
We'd want to distribute it to the people.
Yes, we'd be humanitarian profiteers.
No, not minus. You can't be a humanitarian profiteer. That's an oxymoron.
Right, obviously, we'd give power to people who need it, like hospitals and stuff. But the extra? I mean, come on. You got to pay for that.
No.
No.
All right, Colin is excluded from the revolution that's going to come once we lose power.
I mean...
Dude, losing power could make me not a nobody. I could be like...
you're going to be a robber baron.
No,
I could be... Back to the Gilded Age.
Okay, less a robber baron and more a bandit lord. Thank you very much. There's a difference.
You're not even Robin Hood, though, because you're trying to take money from people.
Right, that's what I said. Bandit lord.
Yeah, no, that's way less. No. Robber baron is way cooler than a bandit. Bandit lord is like a petty... Like, you don't even get the respect of people that are oh, wow.
But David, it's a lord.
No.
I guess.
Lord
you
of
be
bandits.
A baron.
Lord of bandits.
No, nobody would follow you because they'll think you're corrupt.
So.
Yeah, but they need the power.
Literally.
Yes. All the power. Unlimited power.
Well,
not unlimited because it is from a can, you know.
Well, but I can pretend it's unlimited.
Well, you could make it into unlimited power. But main point is no one has to worry about that. If the power does go out, we will immediately lock Colin away to make sure that he cannot... take advantage and monopolize the entire power grid.
We don't trust them anymore.
And rule Champagne Urbana under his iron fist.
I assure you, you cannot hold me.
We will be sure to not do that. But one thing we will do is go back to the music, because I am thankful that we do have this radio station up and running. And I'm realizing we got to take advantage. We got to use it as much as we can now that we've got it, because you never know what tomorrow could hold. So we're going to get back to some of that great alternative music that we know you tune in for. Coming up next is Something to Believe In by Young the Giant here on WPGU 107.1 Champagne's Alternative.
It gets old when you talk to the sun in a tongue understood by no one. Can it be that I hear what he's saying? Is there a reason why I'm still awake? And he says, I've got you written in a black book on the railroad track. You see, I know your fate. And I said, you've got to listen. I'm a songbird with a brand new track. You speak to the moon, pale as a ghost in the afternoon. Tragedy has a hold on my mind, but I can see the light between the lines. I say, you've got to listen. I'm a songbird with a brand new track. You
favorite song on the air? Tune in to Request Live weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m. and send us a text at 217-337-1071. Your song could be next.
Hello, welcome back to WPGU 1071. I'm David. I'm in studio with Sam and Colin, and we have gotten to our final show, final segment of the show, I should say. It's not our final show. Don't worry, we'll be back.
That would be
next.
A heck of a way to announce it.
Yeah,
that
would be a way
to say, see ya. See ya. No, we'll be back next Monday. But before then, we want to talk a little bit about a little something else. Something else going on in the world.
That was a sentence, I think.
It was. It was 100% a sentence.
Sure.
You were talking a little bit about power in the previous topic about Venezuela and what would happen if the U.S. didn't have power, the Champagne. And I think in the next few years, you're going to see a lot of discourse about where our power comes from. Where is our electricity coming from? Where is how are we using it responsibly? And in the United Kingdom, they are officially transitioning out of gas heating for homes. Gas heating for new houses will be banned by 2025.
Amazing.
So that's kind of pretty exciting if you're into not burning up a bunch of fossil fuels.
And contributing to greenhouse gases and all that and climate change. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
indeed.
I think overall, solid. I'm excited. I hope the U.S. does something similar. But right now, we're kind of in a gridlock legislation-wise for how to proceed with, changing power and climate change and all that. So, Hopefully this will be successful. I know a lot in Britain are kind of criticizing it for being not going far enough, because there is kind of such a limited time that we have to deal with climate change. I know the United Nations last year gave out a report that they were like, we've got about 10, 15 years before irreversible damage has been done to our ecosystem. So even this, where it's going to 2025 and it's just kind of phasing out one thing, is a little like, well, like, it's a starting point, but we got a lot to work through. We got a lot to do. Yeah. So
no, yeah. And the thing about that is, I mean, we've been told time and time again that if we start acting on climate change after horrible things start happening, then it's going to be too late.
It is.
But there's no way we're going to. Like, no. Especially here in the US. Like, there is a lot to love about America, but we do not get in gear and actually do things about issues like this.
No,
we still don't even use the metric system. That's how dumb
we
are.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I don't. There's no metric crisis, though.
Yeah.
I'll defend the imperial system.
No, do not do that.
No, I will.
It's not okay.
Inches are cooler.
I will have to stand with David on this one. Just because of the situation, the crisis that we have upon our hands in the next decade or so.
Metric system. We have to.
Look, that could be that could be tackled whenever, however. No,
but that could be like, that could be the very first step to us emerging into being a sensible world power.
Will that help the Earth?
Yes.
No.
I guarantee you. Here's what I'll say.
If you can get, you know, a bunch of young people out and advocating for the metric system, maybe I'll get more into it. Because if you look at climate change, that's where a lot of the energy in the grassroots activism is coming from. It's coming from young children. Like, there's a girl in Sweden who's like 14, 15, maybe 16 at most, who's getting a whole lot of attention, a whole lot of like international prizes for her climate activism. Mm-hmm. She's like leading school strikes, which are very common in Europe right now, because they're, you know, young people are the ones who are going to have to live with the results of climate change the most. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who are starting to get really involved, going on walkouts during school. Mm-hmm. You're starting to see that a little bit in America too, as well. I know there's a representative in Minnesota who has been in the news, but her daughter is starting to lead, become a leader. Her like 14-year-old daughter is starting to become a leader in a lot of this climate activism amongst young people. So I'm very excited for all that movement from the youth. The youths are the one making it happen. But unfortunately, I got a little too excited to start talking a little bit too much about this topic. Sam's giving me the evil eye because she has somewhere to be. So unfortunately, we've got to say goodbye. We've had a great time here with you on WPGU 107.1, listening to Take It Away. We'll be back next Monday at 4 o'clock. Well, actually, no, we won't. It'll be spring break. So we'll be back in 2 weeks, 4 o'clock, same place, same time. You know how it is. We'll be right there in your ear. In the meantime, we're going to toss it back to our music. Actually, we're going up next. We got a local favorite, CJ Run, University of Illinois student. Big, big fan over here at WPGU. We're going to listen to Race, Ringleaders Always Conquer Everything by CJ Run. So, CJ Run, how about you take it away?